The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. It is a gloomy Monday here in New England, but we are bringing you sunshine. We're bringing you a great program. And we're bringing you Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president as a Republican. He'll be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour to talk about the SVB collapse. And that is the topic of the day. We're going to continue to go with it. We have people on the lines. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up here. The word of the day is attempts. I've seen the word attempt in a lot of these headlines. Biden attempts to restore confidence in U.S. banks. Janet Yellen attempts to reassure Americans. Grace Curley attempts not to roll her eyes at this whole thing. Because it feels so predictable. It feels so obvious that whatever they're telling us, that's all it is. It's an attempt at deflecting blame. It's an attempt at distracting people. It's an attempt at lying to people and fingers crossed, hoping they believe you. And I don't think that anyone hears Biden talking about these new rules he's going to institute and all these new things he's going to do, and anyone feels any more confident about what's happening. Let's go to the calls. Eddie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Grace. Thanks so much for taking my call and your wonderful reporting there. I found it really interesting on a couple levels that Joe Biden seemed to want to point fingers. Now, you and I both know pointing fingers is a rude gesture, but more importantly, it reflects a lack of a thoroughness and understanding. So, frankly, when Janet Yellen is an 82-year-old spokesperson for, you know, her, you know, institution or the bureaucracy, she claims that, you know, we're not going to be bailing banks out. But what she's really saying is the Republicans bailed people out, you know, last time, and we are not going to do that. Everybody will say that bailing the banks out was necessary way back when. So this posturing that she does really, really incenses me, because effectively she's not talking about the issues. She's politically, you know, posturing. The point is, Joe Biden was acting like he was too busy to discuss this issue. I'm too busy to do this because I've got to fly out to California to meet with other foreign leaders. Like, the fact is, like, if you have nothing to say, don't say it, because you're confusing the people even more. Like, this had to do with interest rate hikes. That's really partly what was, you know, the dialogue that everybody knows. And Biden can't even address that. So my concern is his leadership is really out of whack here, and that's what concerns me. And I'm fairly neutral when it comes to politics. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call, Eddie, and for all that information. And you're right. You almost want to say it to Joe Biden. Well, don't do us any favors. Like, if you're so busy, you got to go to California. He's so busy, he can't go to East Palestine. He's just a very busy guy. Don't do us any favors and come out here for 4 minutes and try to point the finger at somebody else. Because even if it were true, even if any of the deflection that Joe Biden attempts is true, it's still not a sign of strong leadership.
Actually, Grace, we have some new sound from Jen Psaki on MSNBC talking about how seriously Joe Biden is taking this.
And that's what people need to hear from him. Now, it's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a night owl. So the fact that he is doing this at 9 a.m. anyway speaks to how vital the White House recognizes it is for him to have his voice out there conveying that to the American public.
Hold on. Hold the flipping phone. She's trying to tell me that the president of the United States talking to us at 9 in the morning is a sign that he's running on all cylinders, you know, burning the midnight oil, up early, burning the candle at both ends. This is the sign that this is the workaholic Joe Biden, because he's up at 9 a.m.?
He normally does nothing at 9 a.m., apparently.
But good to know. Good to know, Jen.
I get here at 7:30 every day.
I mean, really, though, finally we get a little bit of honesty from Jen Psaki. Accidental honesty, but I will take it nonetheless. But I also just want to clarify, I love that the disinformation that Janet Yellen is 82 years old is starting here on this show, because we corrected the record. She's 76, but everyone keeps calling up and going, yeah, an 82-year-old Janet Yellen. Hey, you know, there's only so much I can do. Unless I bring on Nina Jankowicz to work here full time, some things are going to slip through the cracks.
It's the Liberty Valance effect. When the legend becomes the facts, print the legend.
Yes. Nick, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, listen, all these funds they're claiming are going to help the people who can't get there up to $250,000, which is the supposedly plateau to be able to get your money back through the FDIC. Nobody realizes that the FDIC is 99% underfunded. Why? Because the banks traditionally do not put in their yearly fees into the slush fund, if you will. Okay, so they have what that underfunded means, to pay that kind of money back, they're 99% short. Where's it coming from? The Federal Reserve and something else called the National Exchange Fund. But what people need to understand is, when you hear the word tax, they think that's just, well, did my taxes go up this year? Well, yeah, they're gonna. But here's the thing. You'll be taxed by corporations. What I mean by that, everybody knows that. You'll be taxed by the banks. And this fallacy of raising the interest rates, the United States doesn't have one penny that it earned as profit. The taxpayers, this is their money. It's being lost, and in a million ways, you will lose money. 401ks, yeah, they're coming next down the line, because your stock funds are going to go in the dumper. So I don't know why anybody believes any of this stuff. A lot of people should be in jail. Why?
Wait, hold on, Nick. I want to stop you right there, because you started off by saying nobody realizes that this insurance, you know, the FDIC that's going to pay back all of these people, even people who deposited over $250,000, that nobody realizes it's underfunded. I would disagree. I think I've read a lot of articles today from people saying this cannot all come from the FDIC. This cannot, there's no way that this doesn't get passed on in some way to taxpayers. I actually would say most people are aware that we're being sold something completely contrary to the truth.
I think Jesse Kelly had the perfect tweet about it. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to use your money. We're going to use the government's money.
Right. Joe Biden. Remember, who was the publication that said Joe Biden's opening his wallet to Ukraine? And we all said, like, where is that? Excuse me. Where's the money that fell into that wallet? Where's that from? Huh? I think a lot of people realize this. I don't think people are as dumb as Joe Biden assumes we are. But I want to tell you something else. We want to talk about how dumb they think we are. Because I got too many cuts today to go through. And then on top of that, Jared, there's a lot of other stories that I also want to hit. Like Eric Swalwell threatening to not let the troops watch Fox News. That's a story not getting enough attention. That is a story that I can assure you should be everywhere, because it's almost too insane for even Eric Swalwell. But before we get to any of that, I want to play Janet Yellen, because she was on all the weekend shows. This is from CBS Face the Nation. 76-year-old Janet Yellen is the Treasury Secretary, and she's talking about, again, she's like Joe Biden, you know? She's working at all times. These people want, they screw everything up, okay? They got the Midas touch, except the opposite. Everything they touch turns to, you know. And all they want to do after they screw things up is tell us how hard they're working. I don't care. You ever go to, like, you go to brunch or something, you go to a social engagement, and someone's trying to tell you how busy they are, how much they work? I always think to myself, I don't care. I don't care. You're not winning any prizes. I'm not impressed. Cool. You work hard. I work hard. We all work hard. Maybe you don't work hard. I don't even care. I really don't. I'm not impressed by how busy you are. I'm not impressed by how tired you are. But this is exactly what this administration does. They screw everything up and then they go, I'm in the office. You know, a lot of people are working remote, but here I am in the office. Do I get any sort of...
Hey, it's Pete. I'm here at the office.
Do I get any sort of applause for this? Do I get any sort of appreciation for the fact that I'm up at 9 a.m.? I mean, geez, I'm up with the rooster crow and no one even says thank you. Where's the respect? So Janet Yellen takes it a step further. She tells her she's been working all weekend. You know, Jared just shuffling around the papers, crunching the numbers. Janet Yellen's on her calculator. And yet she can't tell us anything more specific than that. So let's play cut 13.
Let me say that I've been working all weekend with our banking regulators to design appropriate policies to address this situation. I can't really provide further details at this time. But what I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized.
I can't tell you why. But just trust me, okay? This is the argument from the best and the brightest, as David Ignatius once called them. I can't tell you why, because I don't want to jeopardize sources and methods. Okay, so I can't give you any details. If you got a call from someone and they said, hey, I really need you to wire me $5,000, I can't tell you why, but just know that your money will be safe. Would you trust that person? No, I'm going to...
When the son of the Prince of Nigeria contacts you...
You respond, okay?
His father was a king.
I mean, it's crazy. But if it makes you feel any better, if you're out there and you're going, yeah, you're right, Grace, this doesn't sound great. You know, Janet Yellen's not telling the American people what they need to know. If it makes you feel any better, they're not telling senators who are sitting on the Senate Banking Committee anything either, according to Bob Menendez. Take a listen to Bob Menendez on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. This is Cut 9.
Let me start with the Banking Committee. I invited you on before all of this happened. Have you gotten a briefing over the weekend, and what's your sense of what we can expect tomorrow morning?
Well, Chuck, I have not gotten a briefing yet.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, boy.
I feel really good now.
Yeah, 617 brings up a great point. Are we to believe the government that has stolen from Medicare and Social Security hasn't done the same to the FDIC? It's a great point.
Yeah, well, the FDIC is going to save us all now. That's what we're being told. That last caller said it's 99.9% underfunded, but it's going to bail out everyone from the big woke companies to the small depositors. Everyone's okay. Our friends at Eden Pure are bringing back the BOGO deal on the Thunderstorm for 1 week. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. It's getting a little bit warmer. We're heading into spring, but a lot of times when it gets chilly, you still got those windows closed. You want to keep the air moving. You want to keep it circulating. And what you really want to do is all of that plus buy one, get one free. That is the ideal situation. So you can take care of all the odors, whether it be pet, tobacco, allergies. You just want to purify the air.
Yeah, and get your BOGO now because you never know what's going to go on with the country's money come Friday.
Very true.
But seriously, the InPure Thunderstorm is great because it actually purifies the air. It can get rid of any odors that you have, tobacco, pet, you know, anything like that, old musty smells. It can get rid of allergens and pollutants because it ionizes the air and it creates a super oxygen which eliminates odors. It doesn't cover it up, doesn't make it smell flowery. It's pure purified air.
Yeah, and it's a really great time to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today because it expires on Sunday. You'll have two of them. You can use one in your car, maybe give one to a friend, put one in the kitchen. That's where I like to keep mine. So all you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code GRACE and shipping is free. When we come back, I want to play some sound. Not from Janet Yellen and Joe Biden. I want to play sound from people who can actually tell you what they think is going on. Not people who say, listen, things are top secret and we can't tell you much, but we can tell you everything's going to be okay. No, we're going to hear from Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Bernie Marcus, the ex Home Depot CEO about what they think is happening with this crash. We will be right back with that sound, and we'll take your calls, but get on the line during the break so we can go right to you. 844-500-4242. We will be right back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
Six 17 says, don't age Janet Yellen. I apologize. Well, no, I don't apologize, because I wasn't the one who aged her. I did for a minute, and then I told everyone the truth. If people choose to believe that she's older than she is, that is not my problem. By the way, to all the texters out there, we appreciate you so much.
Very fake news.
You guys always do such a great job. And if you want to text in, 617-213-1066, text in your questions for Vivek Ramaswamy, who's going to be joining us in the 2:30 segment, because he's the guy to ask about all of these things. If there's any part of this story involving Silicon Valley Bank that you don't understand, or not to make, now I'm sounding like Joe Biden, if you don't get it, but I'm only saying that because there's parts of it I don't get. If there's any part of it that you have questions on or you'd like his take on, you can always just text in and we'll read him those questions in the 2:30 segment. Now, let's do the poll question here, and then we're going to go to some of the woke aspects of Silicon Valley Bank, which some people think could have led to its demise. That and a series of other things. Today's poll question is brought to you by Calotrin. Do what my producer Jared did. Jared, tell us a little bit about Calotrin.
Calotrin is great. It's a collagen supplement that you take, and it is all natural. It's collagen, enzymes, and aloe vera. That's it. It's not an appetite suppressant. You don't have to change up your diet. You just take these capsules before bedtime, and it helps your the enzymes help you build lean muscle and burn fat.
And you've been loving it.
I've been loving it. I'm in week 6 now of taking the Calotrin. I take the pills. They have a pill and a liquid. I'm on the pills, and I've lost 2 inches off my waist since the beginning of February.
So lose weight in a healthy way with Calotrin's high-quality collagen protein. And visit toploss.com. It's TOPLOSS.com to learn more and start your weight loss journey today. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is Joe Biden and Janet Yellen say your money is safe after the SVB collapse. Do you think your money is safe?
No, I do not. And I think a lot of people, based off the amount of people I saw going to the bank this weekend, I think a lot of people are feeling a little unsure about how safe their money is, despite the calming words from Joe and Janet.
86% of the audience now believes no, their money is not safe.
Now, this is from the New York Post. It says, while Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, top executive pushed woke programs. So this is Jay Airsipa, the boss of financial risk management at SVB's UK branch. He launched initiatives such as the company's first month-long pride campaign and a new blog emphasizing mental health awareness for LGBTQ+ youth. Again, I just want to remind everyone, this is a bank. This is a bank. You know, Chris Rock did a little stand-up on this in his latest special. Tim Dillon has done hilarious stand-up on this. I don't care about your ideological agenda. You're a bank. You're a bank. Just focus on the banking. Chris Rock talked about Lululemon. He said the same thing. Like, they had these signs out. We are anti-racism. We are anti-discrimination. He's like, you sell $100 leggings. Tim Dillon talked about it with Wendy's and all these other places. He goes, when did we start caring what the fast food places thought about social issues? We don't. But it's all they focus on now. So they instituted Safe Space Catch-Up, which encouraged employees to share their coming out stories and serving on LGBTQ+ panels around the world.
In my safe space.
My safe space.
And what we'll play for you coming up, just to kind of piggyback off of this, is comments from Ron DeSantis and comments from Bernie Marcus, formerly of Home Depot. Basically, two guys who are saying the DEI, the woke agenda, the diversity and inclusivity and all of this stuff, it's a distraction, and it's clearly not leading to success. We got that great sound for you, and we'll take your calls, 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Let's be clear. The American public must know. Every account in this country is insured to $250,000. Every single account. This was not about bailing out small accounts, regular Americans. The mean bank account in this country is $41,000. You want to go by, so if you look at, for instance, the average bank account for someone without a high school diploma, $9,000. But bachelor's degree, $79,000. This is another bailout of the elites. This is a bailout of Silicon Valley, the same Silicon Valley that just brought a Sam Bankman-Fried.
That was Charles Payne, who I've mentioned before has been on fire over the last couple weeks, talking about how this is a bailout. And that's going to be my question for Vivek when we bring him on in the 2 o'clock. We're being told it's not a bailout by Janet Yellen. As one of my callers pointed out, she wanted to, you know, everybody likes to play tough guy in this administration. She wanted to make that very clear. Let me be clear. This is not a bailout. But if it walks like a duck, that was the expression, Jared. If it talks like a duck, quack, quack, that's probably a duck. It's feeling like a bailout to me. But another part of this that I want to focus on here beyond the bailout is two things. One is this idea that the government is going to take care of anyone who invested over $250,000. So you just heard Charles Payne there saying this is not for people who have like $4,000 invested. This is not who the federal government is concerned with. They are taking care of the 1%, these big startup corporations that have a lot of money in this bank. And I'm not saying that I think this should happen to them either. I'm not saying that it's their fault or anything like that. But I just want to get the narrative straight here. And so what I appreciated from Senator Tim Scott is he talked about this plan to insure people over the $250,000 mark. And I know I keep mentioning him, but if you can't tell, I'm pretty stoked to have on Vivek later. But something he had said, which I'm going to ask him about, he said, like, you know, if you're going to do that, if you're going to start bailing out people over the $250,000 insured mark, then change the rule. Suggest the rule, talk about the rule, and then change the rule. But changing these things on a whim, just based off whichever way the wind is blowing, is not the way to do things. And it's not the way to make anyone feel safe or anyone feel secure. So back to Senator Tim Scott here. Take a listen to what he had to say. He was on Fox with Trey Gowdy, and this is Cut 18.
We just heard recently that they're going to really have the greatest form of corporate cronyism that we've seen in a very long time. They're going to insure all the deposits, even the ones over the $250,000 limit, which means that the most sophisticated investors are now going to have the insulation of the federal government. That is problematic. It sends a very negative statement to the marketplace, and it is something that we're going to have to wrestle with over the next couple days as we delve into what actually happened.
Yeah, and it's also just confusing as to how we're going to pay for that. And I'm saying we're because I think that's kind of a safe bet. I think we're all in this together. You might not have had any money in Silicon Valley Bank, but you're going to be part of the cleanup crew. You're going to be part of the team, let me assure you. Now, the other part of this story involves some of the woke programs and pilot programs and whatever that these banks are working on while everything else is collapsing. So they've got two priorities. Get out the bonuses before the collapse becomes nationwide news. Get out all the bonuses and make sure the diversity and inclusion and equity boards are running smoothly. That is what matters to these, again, I got to emphasize, banks. And, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to this woke culture war, people roll their eyes. I see a lot of times Republicans get a lot of, I went to a comic on Friday, and it was part of his shtick to kind of downplay these culture wars and say that Republicans are overreacting or nobody actually cares that much. But here's part of the problem with it. When you start to focus on things and you start to prioritize things, like having people check a certain box or having safe spaces for people's coming out stories, instead of working on whatever the company, whatever the industry is supposed to be focused on, then things do eventually start to crumble. I had talked just last week, Jared, about how I thought we had reached the 2-year mark of where the dam was officially breaking, where this country could not shoulder the burden of all of this wokeness and all of this ineptitude and incompetence, and finally things were starting to crash and things were starting to come apart at the seams. Eventually, this obsession with things that have nothing to do with the actual industry that you're in, it leads to problems for your product. It leads to problems for your company. And I always go back to that J.D. Vance quote, which I butcher every single time. That's something you can always depend on me to butcher a quote. But he said, like, these are unserious people worried about made-up problems. And so we find out now that Silicon Valley Bank was very consumed and very concerned with wokeness. And that tracks. That, to me, makes a lot of sense. So I want to play Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking about this. This is Cut 19.
So I don't have any specific information about any Florida bank similar to Silicon Valley Bank, and hopefully that remains the case. You know, Maria, just it appears to me, I mean, this bank, they're so concerned with DEI and politics and all kinds of stuff. I think that really diverted from them focusing on their core mission.
Right. And Caroline Leavitt, when she was filling in for me, she did a great job of this, of focusing on pilots and how our airlines have become obsessed with having diverse pilots and inclusive programs for pilots. You know what I want pilots to be concerned about? This is going to shock you. Flying the plane. Flying the plane, getting the plane to take off. And then, just as important, people forget about the second part, getting the plane to land. Two things that call me crazy. Those rank above in my list of things I care about when getting on a plane. Those rank higher than what sexuality or gender the pilot conforms to. And another person who talked about this was Bernie Marcus. He's the ex-CEO of Home Depot. And he was talking to Neil Cavuto on Fox. Take a listen to what he had to say. This is Cut 20.
Do you think there are others like this bank out there?
I think there probably are. Yeah. I think that the administration has pushed many of these banks into more concern about global warming than they do about shareholder return. And these banks are badly run because everybody is focused on diversity and all of the woke issues and not concentrating on one thing they should, which is shareholder returns. Instead of protecting the shareholders and their employees, they're more concerned about the social policies. And I think it's probably a badly run bank. They've been there for a lot of years. It's pathetic that so many people lost money that won't get it back.
Yeah. And if you want to say to me, oh, that's not part of the problem, their woke program, their program for safe spaces, that was part of their strength. Well, fine. Then don't also try to tell me that it's Trump's fault. Okay? Because you can't have it all. It's Trump's fault. It has nothing to do with the lack of real focus in these companies. It has nothing to do with the interest rates due to inflation, due to Joe Biden, but somehow it has to do with Orange Man. No, I'm not buying that. All right, I do want to, we'll continue to talk about this, 844-500-4242, but I would be so bummed out if I didn't get to this cut, because last week, when we were very focused here on January 6th and the Tucker tapes, and really the Barbara Streisand effect, how everyone was telling us, all these Democrats were apoplectic about how we shouldn't be watching it. And in fact, Chuck Schumer, The Senate Majority Leader, or as Joe Biden likes to call him, the Senate Minority Leader, he told us that Rupert Murdoch from Fox should take Tucker Carlson off the air because democracy. And I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd heard in a long time. But you know who's always good for showing up and saying, hold my beer when it comes to stupid moments on TV? That would be none other than Eric Swalwell. So this is Representative Eric Swalwell from California, of course. Now, again, when I find out where politicians are from, and I've always known about Swalwell because California is always giving us their best. You know, we've got Swalwell, we've got Schiff, we've got Newsom, we've got Maxine Waters, we got Nancy Pelosi. It's hard to beat the level of stupidity coming out of California. But whenever I see these representatives or these senators on TV and I find out what they're hyperventilating about, it always makes me giggle because I always think, is there nothing in your state or in your district that you could maybe turn? Again, Jared, it comes to what apparently is something I'm very focused on today, priorities. There's nothing else going on. Is your district in California a utopia that you can worry about this? And when I tell you what Swalwell's worried about now, this will blow your mind. So I'm reading here from Red State. One of my favorite writers, Nick Arama, says, Eric Swalwell is joining the suppression games being pushed by the Democrats. He spoke with MSNBC's Katie Fang about stopping the troops from watching Fox News. Now, I read that and I thought, this has got to be some sort of parody article. There's no way. But it's true. And first, I want to play the reporter, Katie Fang, her question for Eric Swalwell. Can you play this for me, Jared?
I'm worried a lot about Americans and the disinformation and the misinformation that was pumped out of Fox News. Has there been any discussions in Congress about maybe congressional oversight, regulations, maybe the FCC getting involved? I know we all respect the First Amendment, Congressman, but should there be some type of gatekeeping that happens so that this doesn't happen again?
Again, the narrator, the Arrested Development narrator would come in and say, they did not respect the First Amendment. If you're talking about gatekeeping a news network from Americans, I got news for you, Katie Fang. You are not someone who respects the First Amendment at all. At all. You just gave away the whole game. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. She's like, oh, I'm all for free speech. But, you know, Fox, could we cut a cord on that? Could we maybe get them off the air? Maybe Katie Fang and Chuck Schumer can get together and work this out. But Eric Swalwell has an even better idea. Let's take a listen to his response.
Well, again, I think about our troops, and I've been all over the world and have visited our troops in some of the harshest places, and nothing makes them feel more like home than their access, you know, to American television programming. And a popular channel is Fox News. And again, I don't want to get in the business of telling troops what they can and cannot watch. But if you have a news station that a court is going to rule is in its evening hour, perpetuating dis and misinformation, I don't know if I disagree with Beau Betts, who is saying that we need to take a look at, how this is being broadcast to our troops.
Holy guacamole. If you are a U.S. congressman and you find yourself saying, I don't want to get in the business of telling troops what they can and cannot watch, I'm going to give you such a valuable piece of advice. That should be the end of the sentence. I'm not going to get into the business of telling troops what they can and cannot watch. You know what you shouldn't do, Jared? You shouldn't say, I'm not going to get into the business of telling troops what they can and cannot watch, but, and then following the sentence with how you are going to get into that business. I have no words. I mean, of course I do. It's the Grace Curley Show. But this really is out of bounds to another level. Eric Swalwell so mad that people on Fox News tell a different narrative than his friends at CNN and MSNBC. For example, people on Fox News might actually talk about the fact that Eric Swalwell had a relationship with a Chinese spy. People on CNN would never do that. People on MSNBC would never do that. So what is Eric Swalwell's solution to this problem? solution to the fact that people tell the truth about what a sleazy person he is. Well, one solution would be maybe I won't be a sleazy person anymore. Maybe I'll go on Fox News and I'll clear my name. Another solution is maybe I'll make it so the troops who are protecting this country are not able to watch a channel they actually like. And we should stop the troops from getting Fox News, from getting access to Fox News while they're defending our nation. I did not have that one on my bingo card today. I truly did not. Eric Swalwell threatening to take Fox News away from the troops. That's going to play really well. Eric. You know what? I think you should keep going with this. I think you're on to something, buddy.
What does he think that the troops are going to do if they continue to watch Fox News? Like, what? Why? What bearing does this have on anything?
I don't know.
It's Eric Swalwell. I shouldn't ask.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea. This conversation, the fact that she was putting it up as like, hey, can we just ban Fox News from Americans in general? He's the one, I believe, who took it the next level and said, yeah, but let's specifically ban it from the troops. Let's specifically make sure the people who are defending our country aren't able to access this TV station. Again, I just want to say, thumbs up from me. I think that this is the road you should go down. Now, on to some more positive news. And we're going to come back to your calls in just one sec, but on to some positive news. It is almost springtime. It's getting warmer out, Jared. It's almost that time where you start up the grill and you start cooking. And for me, what I love on the grill, my favorite thing, is steaks, specifically Omaha steaks. But for some people, it's chicken, it's hot dogs, it's juicy hamburgers. It's whatever you want to put on that grill and really just start spring off right, kick spring into high gear. And we love all of the products at Omaha Steaks. I had someone tweet at me just a little while ago. They said, you know, I went to Omaha Steaks. I used promo code Grace. I got the $30 off. And then Omaha Steaks, their Twitter account, their blue check Twitter account, liked the tweet. So now we're on the radar. If you want to try Omaha Steaks, and not just steaks, like I said, you can try so many different things. You should go to omahasteaks.com and you should use promo code GRACE at checkout. You'll get an additional $30 off your order. It's the perfect way to get fired up. So go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE at checkout, take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away. You're going to want to hurry because their 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. So you're really getting two deals here. You're getting the 50% off site-wide, which is incredible. And you're also getting the $30 off. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. That's the key. Use code GRACE and get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Ooh, one of the texters just ignited a grenade here. Bad idea, and I'm going to call you out. Let me see this here. Let me find this text that everyone's going to be mad at. Someone texted in and said, Grace, not that I want you to talk about it, but did you watch the Oscars? Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about January 6th. Well, you shouldn't have typed that in because now you've given me plenty of space, plenty of runway to talk about the Oscars. To answer your question, I heard that joke by Jimmy Kimmel. It was lame. It was a stupid joke. He was very low energy, I thought. And he was pretty non-political in the opening. He mentioned Hunter and Joe Biden, Steven Spielberg and Seth Rogen being like Hunter and Joe Biden. I didn't really get the joke. But I don't think Jimmy Kimmel's that funny. I will say there were a lot of fun moments from it, though. I thought some of the winners was really cool. Brendan Fraser won an Oscar, which was awesome. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's true to himself, and he never backed down to Hollywood, and he's been mistreated by a lot of those weirdos in L.A., and he came out on top. So congrats to Brendan Fraser. That was my takeaway from the Oscars. And Jamie Lee Curtis won an Oscar, too. And the guy from the Goonies. It was a fun night. I didn't watch it, but I like the underdog story. All right, when we come back, The Mendoza brothers join the show. Don't go anywhere.